All right, the next argued case is number 20-2208, Custom Play LLC against Amazon.com Incorporated. Mr. Carey, proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the court. We've raised the same constitutional and statutory arguments in this case as we
Yes, and let's skip the constitutional aspect because it is the same. And let's go directly to the merits and help us to point out the differences among these cases as you proceed.
Yes, Your Honor. So I'm going to take, I'm sorry, Your Honor, Judge Reyna, do you have a question? I want to focus on what I think is the easiest issue in this appeal. And it's the error that the board made with respect to claim four. Want a dependent claim. We're challenging the board's findings on other claims as well. But I want to start with this one and spend the beginning of my argument on this one because I think this is very easy to grasp and very, very, very clear.
As to ground three, I didn't understand that you challenged claim two on appeal.
Claim four was not found to be unpatentable on that ground.
I thought it was.
It was challenged, but if you look at Appendix 74, which is the board sort of summary of the decision chart, which shows its rulings. So claim four was found unpatentable based upon Rangan, Rakib, and Abacasis. And also claim four was found unpatentable on the grounds of Armstrong, Livesey, and Abacasis. But on the last ground, which did not involve Abacasis, claim four was found by the board to not be unpatentable. So they didn't win on claim four on that last ground. In other words, Your Honor, the only way that the ruling on claim four, and this is the big point, is entirely predicated on the board's reading of Abacasis. Okay? And what I'd like to demonstrate to you is why the board's reading of Abacasis was very clearly wrong and not and unsupportable by that reference. So if I may, the board relied upon Abacasis in both of the combinations involving Abacasis. And so all the decisions finding claim four unpatentable rely on Abacasis for the disclosure of the limitation resuming the playing of a beginning of a video clip that is responsive to the request for additional information.
And the board found that segment and video clip weren't materially different terms, right?
That's the error, exactly, Your Honor. That's why I would like to focus my argument on. Let me finish reading, though, the claim language, because it's one of the main points of the argument. So if you look at the claim language of four, the claim recited is, quote, resuming the playing at a beginning of a video clip that is responsive to the request for additional information. The video clip comprises a plurality of contiguous shots, end quote. So here in claim four, we have the introduction of a claim term. For all the claims that issue in the appeal, this is the only place where the video clip term is present. And it's very specifically defined, not only in the specification of the 950 patent, but it's also there's a specific limitation added in the claim language itself. The video clip comprises a plurality of contiguous shots. Now, obviously, every limitation in the claim is deemed to be material, and the prior art, if it's going to be If it's going to read on, if it's going to disclose a limitation, it's got to disclose all the all aspects of the limitation. So what happened here was, and before I move on to abacasis, so here we have in the claim a definition of video clip, right? A video clip comprises a plurality of contiguous shots. That's explicit claim language in the claim. And then in the specification, this inventor defines his terms. He defines a bunch of terms that are used in this patent, including the video clip term. And at column 3, line 59 of the 950 patent, the following definition for clip is given, if I may read it. The term clip refers to a segment that is smaller than a chapter and usually smaller than a scene. A clip includes one or more contiguous shots and usually depicts the same primary characters within a location. A clip's definition is responsive to a material change in the participation of the principal characters, a material change in location, and or a distinct change in thematic content or topic of conversation. So, end quote, that's the definition in the specification where the inventor was his own lexicographer and defined this term. Under this court's well-established precedent, this definition must be followed unless it's argued that somehow it was disclaimed during prosecution, and there's no kind of argument like that here whatsoever. So this definition of video clip sets forth the limitations that have to that the board was obligated to find in abacasis. And let me make a comment about this long definition of clip that I just read. Some aspects of this definition are mandatory. Some are not mandatory. Some aspects of clip is defined in some ways as being usually something, but in other ways, clip is defined in a mandatory way. For example.
Okay, but your problem is there was testimony on this. The board believed the petitioner's testimony, and you're trying to say that there's not substantial evidence to support the decision. That's a tough road.
Well, Your Honor, the testimony, the compensated expert testimony, ignored the explicit definitions of claim language, not only in this patent, but in the reference patent, which I'll get to in a second. The reference patent, the abacasis patent, defines segment. So what the board did here is they said that the video clip in claim 4 of the 950 patent is satisfied by abacasis's teaching of a segment in the abacasis patent. Now in the abacasis,
right, and there was expert testimony to support that, right?
There was expert testimony about it. It does not support that. I mean, if the patent says black and the expert says white, the expert's testimony doesn't support that. In abacasis, the definition given of segment is explicitly given. Segment is defined explicitly in the specification of abacasis, the reference patent, as being quote unquote a part of a video. That's it. A part of a video. It can be any part of a video. A part of a video. Compare that to the very narrow and specific definition of clip, which I just read. But for example, the claim language says that the video clip has to comprise a plurality of contiguous shots. That's right there in claim 4, expressly. Now, does abacasis segment, which is defined to mean a part of a video, is it limited to a segment that has a plurality of contiguous shots? Absolutely not. It says just a part of a video. It could be one contiguous shot.
But your reading of abacasis is just contrary to the expert's reading, right?
I'm suggesting that the expert's reading of abacasis is not supported by the reference. Correct. I mean, this court, substantial evidence standard is a standard, and the standard has to be met. That evidence has to be substantial. Here, to disregard the explicit definition of segment given in Abacasis and treat it as if it included all of these specific limitations that were given for video clip, there's no substantial evidence for that. In fact, it's just a conclusory statement by the expert. There's no actual support for it. He just says the Abacasis segment is a clip. There's no underpinnings to that. It's a conclusory statement that it is entitled to no weight.
Are you arguing that there was evidence, but it just wasn't substantial? The weight of that evidence wasn't enough.
I'm saying that the only evidence was a conclusory statement from Amazon's paid expert. That's the sum total of the evidence, if you will. And that evidence was insubstantial. Conclusory statements like that are routinely given no weight. And here, the court should look at the actual references. One reference defines the term segment. That definition, the claim terms they used in the specification are supposed to be followed. Here we've got an explicit definition in Abacasis of segment, and that definition does not constitute anywhere close to the narrow definition of video clip used in the issued patent. And therefore,
didn't the board find that there was more in Abacasis than that one statement that you're relying on?
I'm not sure what you're referring to exactly, Your Honor. They talked about, Abacasis does use the term segment quite a bit. I think it's used a lot, but it's a term that a segment used in Abacasis is any part of it, literally as defined, any part of a video. It could be a big part of the video, could be a very small part of the video. Anything less than the whole video could be a segment in Abacasis. Now, what is the clip by contrast? A clip has got a lot of different qualifications to it under the issued patent here. The 950 says in the claim language that it's got to have a plurality of contiguous shots. Abacasis doesn't say that. And by the way, nothing the board said about Abacasis refers to a segment having to have a plurality of contiguous shots. So whatever it did say about Abacasis, it didn't say that. And that's required by the claim language, okay? It's right in the claim language. And then we get to the spec definition of clip, and there's other qualifications beyond just the plurality of contiguous shots. And none of those are set forth in Abacasis as being requirements of a segment. And so here I really submit that this is an easy one. I mean, you've got claim four, which the rejection of which rests entirely on the board's equation of the Abacasis segment being the issued patent video clip. And in both situations, the terms are expressly defined by the inventors, and those definitions are very different. Therefore, segment is not a video clip, and it was clearly wrong for the board to equate the two as being the same thing. We do have some other arguments about the 950 case, but I wanted to make sure that we, at least I, because I think this is a very easy to follow argument. You've got express definitions of claim terms being used in the reference patent and being used in the issued patent. Those definitions are very different. The issued patent's definition is very narrow. Has a lot of qualifications that are not present in the reference patent's definition of the other term. And the board simply saying that one is the exact same thing as the other is unsupportable. And for that reason, since Abacasis the only thing that the board used to reach claim four, the decision on claim four should be reversed.
Okay, thank you. We'll save you a rebuttal, John. Let's hear from the other side.
Good morning, Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. I want to address Mr. Carey's statements with respect to claim four. The biggest issue is that it's not how Abacasis defines a segment, it's what Abacasis discloses. And what Abacasis discloses is a segment that is both smaller than a chapter and defined by the content therein, for example, the primary characters. That's exactly what the board relied on when it found that Abacasis disclosed a clip, as that term is used in the 950 patents. In fact, the 950 patents definition that Mr. Carey referred to, having two mandatory components, are those two things. The two mandatory components of the definition of a clip within the 950 patent are that it needs to be smaller than a chapter and responsive to a material change in principal characters, a material change in location, and or a distinct change in thematic content or topic of conversation. As the board found, that's exactly what Abacasis discloses in its segments, smaller than a chapter and defined by content. I also want to address Mr. Carey's statements with respect to Amazon's expert. He indicated that Amazon's expert provided nothing more than a conclusory statement. That is plainly incorrect. At appendix page 1117 through 1121, Bovic offered extensive testimony on this limitation. He disclosed Hammond, a reference referred to as Hammond, and what that meant for people known, or what that meant to people in the skilled in the art, and how this limitation would have been known to persons skilled in the art. He also discussed Abacasis and how a clip was satisfied by Abacasis. But Bovic offered additional testimony at appendix pages 2252 as well as 2253. And there he went into the exact analysis that the board relied on, that Abacasis discloses a segment that is both smaller than a chapter and defined by content, for example, primary characters. The board noted in its opinion that Custom Play provided nothing more than attorney argument for this claim. It offered no expert evidence with respect to this claim. Accordingly, all of the evidence in the record supports the board's finding that Abacasis discloses a segment, as that term is used in the 950 patent. Excuse me, a clip, as that term is used in the 950 patent. Unless, the one other thing I wanted to mention is that Mr. Carey made references to two other things that I just wanted to make sure to clear up. He made reference to contiguous shots. And while, yes, that is a part of the claim limitation, Custom Play did not make any arguments in front of the board with respect to contiguous shots and that aspect of the claim limitation not being met. And they didn't make any arguments in their briefing for this court about contiguous shots and whether or not that was met. Any arguments now would certainly be waived. I also wanted to flag for this court that Amazon offered several alternative grounds for this, and while the board found that this claim was satisfied by Abacasis and it therefore didn't need to address those alternative grounds, there are in fact alternative grounds for affirmance based on the language of the claim that requires resuming the playing at the beginning of a clip that is responsive to the request for additional information as opposed to responsive for the location of the request for additional information.
Counselor, am I correct that Amazon, the Amazon expert testified as to the Abacasis definition of segment and found that it's similar to the way the 950 patent defines clip? Is that correct?
It's correct that Dr. Bovic testified as to the way that Abacasis' segment related to the 950 patent's definition of clip.
Okay. Was there any opposing expert evidence to that testimony?
There was absolutely none.
Was there any other evidence outside of expert evidence that was presented to rebut the expert?
No. The board noted that Custom Play offered nothing except for attorney argument with respect to this claim.
Thanks.
If there are no further questions, I cede my time to the court.
All right, thank you. Now, before we proceed with rebuttal, let me just make sure, because we've been listing the intervener, but it's correct, is it not, that other than the constitutional aspect, there's no role for the intervener in this response?
That's correct, Your Honor. The issues that we appeared on in this case are identical to the ones from the previous case, and I have nothing further to add.
Okay, thank you for standing by.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Carey, you have rebuttal time.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. So Amazon argues in opposition to my comments that Abacus's segment is smaller than a chapter and therefore counts as a video clip. Abacus does not say that. Abacus defines segment as a part of a video. You can.
The trouble is you're ignoring the rest of Abacus.
Well, I'm not, Your Honor. I think it's my adversary that's ignoring the definition of segment. And here's, I mean, a segment.
Abacus discloses more about segments than just that one definition, right?
The segment that's used in Abacus is a part of a video. That part of a video can be defined in an application as a small part, could be less than a chapter, could be five chapters. As long as it's less than the whole video, it could be smaller than one chapter or multiple chapters.
But the point is that Abacus discloses segments which have characteristics which are the same as clips.
No, not all of them. Abacus does not, first of all, the segment in Abacus does not, is much broader than, clip is a narrow term, that's the point. And this patent involves a narrow claim limitation, which is not satisfied by the broader use of the term in the reference. A segment in Abacus is not limited to a segment that's smaller than a chapter. That's not the definition of a segment.
That may be what you say is the definition, but the fact is it discloses segments which qualify as clips, right?
It does not, because there's no discussion in Abacus of the qualification that's set forth in the claim language, whereby the clip has to comprise a plurality of contiguous shots. That language is nowhere found in Abacus. That the concept of that was it. By the way, the inventor is the same. The inventor of the 950 patent is Abacus. The prior work, which was the Abacus reference patent, He wasn't conceptually thinking in terms of doing things to clips. There's no discussion whatsoever in the Abacus reference patent of clips. Doing things on clips was the subject of his later work, which is this 950 patent. So there so the concept of clip enters into the new patent, the 950 patent, and a very specific narrow definition of it is given. And it's and the prior definition of segment used in the older patent simply is not limited in the way that clip was limited in the new patent. Counsel said that a segment in Abacus is smaller than a chapter. That's not a requirement of Abacus's segment. It's just got to be a part of a video. Whereas a clip must be smaller than a chapter, it must have the plurality of shots, and it must be responsive to the material change in one of the defined characteristics. A segment is not limited in any of those ways. A segment can be anything that is less than the whole video. It could be one frame. It could be 10,000 frames, assuming the video is 11,000 frames. So segment simply does not disclose these very narrow characteristics that video clip does, and it was error for the board to equate the two.
Okay. Any more questions at the moment for Mr. Carey? We have one more case where we can fill any gaps. Okay, with thanks to counsel, this case is taken under submission.